Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think the entire city, hopefully, is still riding that wave just a little bit. Bo told me, it's time to move on. I said, no. That's the beauty of not being in the locker room anymore. I don't have to move on. I can enjoy this for a little bit. I don't have to focus on Kansas City.
When Sandra walked in yesterday to do the steakhouse, I said to her, she said... First of all, something about how the whole station feels on the heels of the Falcons win. And I said, in particular, Bo, his entire mood is dictated on wins and losses. And it was, I've never seen you happier than I saw you on Monday. It was Tuesday. It was a little bit unnerving.
It's hump day, Tiff. It's hump day. So yesterday was Tuesday.
Yeah. Well,
or whatever.
Well,
you know, it's all the same.
So look, I think everybody knows that, I'm an even kill guy, and you know, I don't show my emotions very often.
There's some sort of buzzer music you have, Dylan.
Reality is those are, look. I love what I do, and I've covered a team that I grew up being a fan of, and I'm invested as much as you can be invested. And
I need you to stop because I don't think people understand how rare that is in sports radio. That you actually cover a team that you grew up rooting for in the city of Atlanta. Man, that's not that. There's not many people like that, and I think that shouts out to you, to Dylon, and whoever else. But you just look. I mean, granted, I got drafted to the Falcons. I can't honestly say I grew up as a Falcons fan. It is few and far between. So I want to make sure I highlight that.
But to take it a step further, yes, I do work with them in a certain capacity, as you know, doing the radio. I do travel with that party. I'm there for the hot days of summer, and I'm there for every travel trip and every game. I have to take time out of my day. I don't have to, but I do. I take time out of my life, and I'm with that team. I'm on the plane. I'm on the buses. So I understand what goes into it, and I understand all of those things. I have relationships with the people that are on the field and not just playing, but coaching and that are behind the scenes. So when we win a game, or they win a game, I win a game. And it's not just the fantasy other part. And it does dictate, but it also makes my job easier, right? I enjoy, right. I love what I do, and it makes it a lot easier, to your point. So it makes me happy to be able to talk about my team being a team I also grew up hating in a city that is one of the hardest places to play in.
Nothing makes you happier than hate.
Yeah, that's right. Hate fuels me. I hate to break it to y'all. But yes, it puts me in a good mood. And then to talk about it, like, I also see the misery that other fans in the city have gone through. Therefore, when we win a game, you win the game, and you have 24 hours to talk as much as you want. If people can get online and trash a team for every little thing they don't like and every misstep that they make and bash them, then the people that want to cheer for the team can get on here and gloat for 24. I had a guy yesterday try to tell me, well, you know, act like you've been here before. You won one game. And I go, I'm sorry. So you think people can crush the team, but we can't enjoy it. I want to enjoy wins because we don't get a lot of them. You know, not a lot of teams get to do what Kansas City's doing or what New England did.
Yeah.
So in the Pittsburgh Steelers, those organizations, they're few and far between, right? So enjoy every freaking win.
Yeah.
I do believe in moving on, but you're right, Tiffany. Nothing makes me happier than a win in prime time against Philadelphia.
And Philadelphia. I do believe that a lot of times, and I think it's more this way in colleges, but it is this way with NFL cities as well. I think when your college that you go to, when those teams are successful, I think that school and that alumni base takes on that personality. I think you see it at Georgia right now. So I think the city of Atlanta becomes like that as well when their sports teams are good. There's just a different vibe around town, man. I honestly believe that, 100%.
People walking around with an extra pep in their step. The Falcons probably not enjoying it as much anymore because they have a short week and a game to get ready for. But still, the impact of the win being felt. And here's Coach Raheem Morris on what the effect is.
For me, it's not as emotionally driven as it is for some of the players. But for some of the players, it pumps more belief in them. You know, for us, we go around saying it all the time. But when players actually go out and execute it and do it, it's just something for those guys that just creates this energy for those guys to be able to get out there knowing that they can do anything at any time like they proved last night. For us, I kind of walk around with that kind of belief that they can do it at all times. But when they can go out there and actually show it to themselves and do it for themselves, I think that's just a little bit more special when those guys go do it together and how they want to do it last night.
The term there, belief, man, that echoes so hard as far as being in those locker rooms. And what football players are asked to do in any given day or any given practice, it's hard, right? And I think when you lack success after going through some of the things you go through, you start to ask yourself why you are doing it as hard as you are. And it's a long season. You're not going to get to that point for at least another couple of weeks. But when you look at the fruits of your labor being success, and being able to, you know, be on primetime television and knock off a good team in 2 minutes, that gives you more belief that what you are doing and the work you're putting in is actually worth something in the eyes of your coaches, of your teammates, of your fan base, and everything else. So I love the term belief right there because I think it is such a sticking point when you look at driving the work forward that this team is being asked to do every day.
Yeah, I mean, especially now that you're going into kind of an early gauntlet, right? You're going to get the Chiefs on Sunday night. Then you start with your NFC South games against teams that, you know, I know you've talked about this, don't look too bad right now.
No.
Especially when you talk about the Bucs.
You know, this is supposed to be the worst division in football once again. And the Saints have looked like an offensive powerhouse, especially up front. Tampa Bay looks like the team we saw play Detroit in
another playoffs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they went back up there and this time they got it done, right? So they look like they've stepped back in. Baker Mayfield looks like he's a top 10, 12 quarterback right now. So it doesn't look easy and you have those teams lined up. You have three straight division games lined up when you get done with, I don't know, the reigning, defending, undisputed three out of the last four or whatever Super Bowl champions. And the best player in the NFL, and one of the best tight ends in the NFL, and oh my bad, one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL. And so, and look, this Kansas City defense is legit. This is the third defense in a row that you're going to face that can get the job done.
Well, I'm glad you brought up KC again in that capacity because it is going to be a tough matchup. And it's going to be a tough matchup that comes on a short week after the Monday night game. Here's Raheem Morris.
That's just normal business for us when you play on Monday night, when you play these night games. I know we had not as used to them around here the last couple of years, but when you want to play in these big moments and these big time games, this is what happens. And you got to be able to turn the page pretty quickly. You got to be able to evaluate. You got to be able to assess what happened the night before. Go find out what you can get better, do some of those type of different things, and then start to look at your new opponent that's coming up this week in the Kansas City Chiefs because you better be ready for those guys.
The Chiefs present problems for anyone.
I ain't scared.
But I also, but you know what? I see areas that you've struggled in and that I think you can kind of right some wrongs. One of which is the run defense has looked kind of bad the first 2 weeks. I mean, you're right now, you're 27th in run defense. You're giving up 161 yards a game. However, how much of that has been from, like, Jalen Hurts had 85 yards Monday night, and I think Justin Fields had over 60 himself, right? So that helps. And then I look at the other side of the ball, and Mike, you know all about this one. You're 30th in third down offense right now.
Yeah.
And you're going to face a defense that is 21st in third down defense. So you have a chance to take two areas that you've been not very good in and improve on, And I think that's what I'm trying to say is that you're going to have to find a different way to win this week.
Yeah, and I think the two most glaring things when you look at what Atlanta is offensively. Now, granted, you need to score more, and I think that's the easiest thing to say. But let's break that down further. You have to sustain drives. We've been talking about the third down percentage since the beginning of the preseason, and we said the whole time, well, it's preseason. But, I mean, ugly numbers in preseason. I'm talking about like 1 of 12, 1 of 13 in preseason games. So it just goes further into that when you're talking about that. And also red zone offense. When you get into the red zone, you have to be able to find pay dirt. It's been a struggle for this team so far.
If you want to improve third down offense, be better on first and second.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.